This Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast is brought to you by Factor, pre-prepared meals at factormeals.com. And stand by at the end of this podcast, you'll find out how you can save 50% off your first order. Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody After the Show podcast.
So for three things to know today, we don't always get to all the things that would be fun to discuss during the day. Mm-hmm. So let's do more things to know today.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Stories that didn't make the cut for three things, but are still interesting. Okay?
Yeah.
You ready?
They could
ready,
be
ready.
Like the fourth thing.
Sure. It's the bear that was attacked a hiker in Yellowstone National Park this week that we didn't talk about.
So I didn't hear about that, so this is new to me.
Turbid Lake Trail in Yellowstone. This happened on Tuesday of this week. As a hiker, he's a 29-year-old man. He was 2.5 miles into the back country where he had a surprise encounter, which is always possible in the national parks.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's beautiful and protected about our national parks, the animals who live there, the wild animals who live there. It looks like it was a grizzly bear, which is the scariest kind of bear. Okay? Scariest kind of bear there is.
Yeah. I mean, it's the one that's going to attack you if you come in contact with
it. He initially thought it was a black bear, but it turned out to be a grizzly bear. And he was ready. He sprayed it with bear repellent.
I didn't know. I've seen that in cartoons, but I didn't know they actually sold it in a can.
As he was being attacked, he sprayed it with bear repellent. So at least shout out for being prepared for where you are. Well, he did suffer some injuries to his chest and his arms. They weren't life-threatening. Park medics walked him out, and then he was flown to the hospital. For most of the week, the trail remained closed, and the bear won't be relocated or killed since he was just defending himself because apparently, you know, this guy was surprised the bear.
Right.
And I think that's
he was in
wise
the
and beautiful.
Yeah.
So, right. I was hoping that the story would end that they're not going to do anything to the bear.
Yeah.
And they're not.
Was he completely off the trail? And he shouldn't. Did he stray to a place that he really shouldn't have been?
Or? I don't have reports of that. He was hiking alone.
Yeah. And that's not. I would be afraid to do it. I know there are people that do that. It's probably very liberating to get out there and, you know,
I would love
walk
to hike
on a
alone.
But in a place like that where it is the wild, like you're saying, it's protected. You're walking into
their home.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. That's my favorite thing about any national park I've ever been in. You want to it's really good to just go walk down the street 2 blocks because nature, it has a natural calming effect on us as humans, especially today, the way we live with the gadget always on you and, you know, your thoughts and the attention span, all the things we deal with. Nature is the remedy. But and so a national park, especially if you need to chill out, that's the setting.
Beautiful.
But,
well, you and I have enjoyed that. We've only encountered black bears.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And still not to be. Yeah, you're not supposed to walk up to them, but black bears are not naturally aggressive. They really, as long as you keep your distance, they typically don't want to.
Those are some of my favorite videos to watch. You'll find them on all the social media, like people who put cameras up and watch the bears do crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one recently where this family living in the mountains realized that there was bear activity on their overnight while they're sleeping or whatever, or whenever they weren't aware of it. On their swing set, they had a swing that one of those round swings.
Wow.
And they put a camera like facing the set, and sure enough, this bear comes out of the woods and jumps up on the swing and just swings and enjoys himself.
So nice,
one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
So cute.
And if you live in the mountains, then you've already got the trappings and things for your garbage cans, for example, that are all locked up under steel because they're going to be, they're going to be around.
This young man who was hiking alone and did this and minor injuries, it has to be in his life, the scariest moment in his life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
My palms sweat and my heart races when a stray dog runs up to me when I'm out walking and I know what to do. I know to stay calm and not look him in the eye and ignore and all that. But this is a bear attacking you. That would change my game.
Being able to use bear repellent on a grizzly bear is not something that I knew was possible.
There was bear repellent.
Not to try to be grim, but most grizzly bear encounters don't end well for the human.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
So,
very scary.
The other thing that I learned from cartoons was that you lay still. You know, because Bugs Bunny always just hit the ground and laid still when the bear came up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know if that actually works with a grizzly bear, Sam, and I don't want to try.
I don't know enough about it. I don't know. It's an interesting thing, though, because you're talking about what you said, Murphy. You probably don't know that about me. Or maybe you do know it, and you're hoping right. I never, you know, give in to the impulse. But I would really love to hike. And honestly, I don't mean with a big group of people. I love the idea of going, that's a country girl in me that used to play in the woods.
Yeah.
And I had my little spot that was mine.
There are ways to do that and still do it safely. You know, in many of the national parks, you don't have cell service. So you're going to need, if you want to stay in contact, you need some of these things that will communicate by a satellite phone or something like
now,
that.
Now, I'm scared of getting lost hiking. I don't
But if you've got satellite and you've got GPS and if you've got GPS, you can find your way.
You're right.
Around.
I mean mini hiking, you know.
Maybe Murphy can lend you his hiking pole if you go.
Well, we have six of them. Remember, the whole family has. We have eight of them. The family has hiking poles.
Good, I'll take one.
And those have little built-in compasses, although they're pretty cheap.
Well, there you go. That takes care of getting lost, Jerry.
I'm really sure that's a great thing.
Moving on to another story that didn't quite make it to Three Things to Know today. So you know what the fear of missing out is, right?
FOMO,
fear of missing out. There's a new vibe. It's called Romo. You've heard about this?
He's a quarterback.
No. Yeah, right. He was a quarterback.
Relief of missing out.
Wow.
Actor Cillian Murphy is the one who spoke about it recently. He was relieved, Romo, for not being chosen for the new film, The Odyssey. He said he's actually looking forward to just watching it and didn't want to be a part of it because it would have been so much work.
Yeah.
It would have taken years from his life.
Yeah, that's good.
Romo. You ever have that? Relief from missing out from something?
Probably. I can't give you a specific, but yeah, I understand the concept.
Yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't involved.
Well, I will tell you that a couple weekends ago, I was invited to go to a game, a big football game, and I really wanted to go, and I was excited, but I wasn't feeling well. You know that, Murph. And so I never say no to going to a game. Yeah. And I said, my dear friend, I'm like, I don't feel good. I don't feel well. And it is a several hours commitment. And you don't get home till 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I missed out on that. And it was fine. At the end of the day, I knew I was right to not have gone. So I was relieved to not push myself.
I don't know that I have the brain space for another acronym like that. You know, I mean, to me, Romo is just not having FOMO, right? I mean, it's easier to say I just don't have FOMO.
Relief. No, it's about feeling the feeling of relief.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad that I didn't do that.
So is it just because of this thing, or is this like really a term?
I don't know. I don't think it'll be as big as FOMO. No. Yeah.
Did he come up with it himself?
He said it. He threw it out there. Yeah.
By the way, next time you're not feeling up to it, you know, you can always point your friend towards me. Using that ticket.
Okay. Okay, Sam, I'll take
that
into consideration.
Well, we don't want Sam to have FOMO, Jody.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Moving on. You know that old story that there are more car accidents and more heart attacks during daylight saving time or right after?
Yeah.
The clock changes for so many. The word is, a new study, you probably don't need to worry about that. They tested a bunch of people over the last decade and they, you know, clocked the number of heart attacks for the spring and the fall clock change. Mm. And they're about the same as the weeks before.
Oh, really?
I don't know where. And I do know that.
That's one less excuse to make it permanent then. Is that what that means?
I don't think so. They say the numbers, though, are for car accidents are up, but not cardiac events.
Mm.
So that's good to know.
Yeah.
Be careful, though, if you're just tired and you're making more mistakes on the road. All right. Also, earlier this week, a Spirit Airlines passenger jet on the way from. Do you know this story? Is that why you're chuckling?
Yeah. I don't.
From Florida to Boston. The pilots were scolded by air traffic control because they were flying way too close to Air Force One on its way to the UK. And the controller apparently said, pay attention, get off of your iPad, and said that to the pilots.
Wow.
Because that's a thing, right? I forget that. Murphy's always like, when we're flying together, he's always like, you know, the plane flies itself. And I'm like, whoa. You know, the pilots don't necessarily have to take over.
Yeah, once you're in the air, it's autopilot, or it can be.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're supposed to do. You know, it seems to me like you'd have a heads up that Air Force One would be in the area, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not the kind of thing that you should be on the lookout for. That shouldn't catch a pilot by surprise.
Right. And that's why they were scolded, because I'm sure they were supposed to know, but they took it for granted. I treated it as another flight. You know?
Okay, so the iPad was for navigation effort. I thought when I read that, it was like, oh, because he was playing games on his iPad.
I don't know. No. I just know get off your iPad was what was said.
Yeah.
And, you know, documented that was spoken and said.
I guess if that didn't work, they'd just send an F-16 over. And
ooh. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. This is really beautiful. Lion cubs were born at the Fort Worth Zoo this week, and they've been under observation. They're a little feisty. The male is more cautious and reserved, and the female is very feisty, actually. And it's kind of a big deal in that world because African lions are vulnerable, and African lions are, you know, they're few and far between here anyway, in captivity.
Right.
And it's super, super cute. Their names are Aymara and Tamu.
It sounds
like Lion King names a little bit, but they're siblings. They were born in this, you know, just a couple of weeks back, and they've been under observation. Mm. So cute. And
sweet.
Go online and you'll hopefully be able to see them very soon.
Might be a lion cam.
Ooh, I would enjoy that.
Yeah,
I really would. And another one I wanted to pass on that I didn't get to do in Three Things to Know this week. There's a new line of Barbie dolls with wigs honoring kids with hair loss. It's a Barbie and a Ken, the first ever bald Ken doll. It's the Brave Barbie program. You can't go to Target and Walmart and buy these. These are, they're given from Mattel through nonprofits so that the children in like hospitals or children who have the, you know, autoimmune conditions and, you know, are dealing with hair loss because of cancer or whatever. Those are the kids who get these
dolls.
They
make sure they get in their hands. Yeah.
I'm not sure it's the case, but it sure seems like Barbie and Mattel have really led the way on this. I know it was years before they, I guess, realized, hey, we need to be more diverse in the way
inclusive.
That we do this and inclusive.
Yeah.
But they really have taken ownership in that area.
And they've given out thousands. It's $120,000 have been given to kids since the rollout of this kind of stuff. And I have a friend, I haven't seen her in a long time. I used to run into her a lot. Her name is Ellen, and she has a little boy. He's maybe not so little now. He's probably in middle school now. But a couple of years ago, we were talking about him. And she worries about him so much because he has, is it called alopecia?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he has very little hair. And she was telling me it's more of a problem for her. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. In fact, he just, hey, you know, this is my name and I have alopecia, which means I don't have any hair. And what of it? And he just gets on with it. Yeah. He accepts it.
Yeah.
But for her, she worries about it. She worries about other kids saying things to him and all those.
Picking on him and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, he's probably too old to want one of these, but it's just cool that it's there.
Yeah.
You know, it really is just cool that it's there.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.
Fall is perfect for Factor Meals. Chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals delivered straight to you. Enjoy something comforting and delicious during a hectic season. Eat smart at factormeals.com/MSJ and use code MSJ to get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code MSJ at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase.